time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The Sideline Report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton. Good morning to you on a frosty Thursday morning. Joining us in the studio this morning, we're going to start the day with Kaawa County Boys Basketball Head Coach Chuck Mitchell. And Chuck, good morning. How's everything going?
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Todd. Everything's going well.
Well, we're kind of looking at the weather right now. We've got a lot of things coming up, but we don't know exactly what the weather's going to do for us.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing actually right now, getting some cell numbers and making sure we know where we're at, making sure all the coaches that are coming to us this weekend. We got freshman game Saturday morning, Muhlenberg, JV varsity Saturday night, and of course we got the big game tomorrow night, Dawson Springs first district game, and then Class A starts next week. So we got a lot of things going on. We're just trying to stay on top of this weather.
Yeah, busy time. The doors are open at the cab this morning for the Richie Rumble. And Chuck, Clay told me he had 36 teams coming in for that.
Yeah, it's amazing to me. My best friend in high school was a wrestler, and it amazed me how they could pack a gym so fast. Yeah. But you got 35, 36, 37, almost 40 teams in there. That's a big day for them.
Yeah, so girls wrestling all day today at the Community Activities Building. They're expecting to start around 9 o'clock or a little thereafter. Girls High School Wrestling, and again, it's the first ever Richie Rumble. And actually, we'll talk with Clay Overby, the Lady Tiger Wrestling Head Coach, a little bit later on in the show this morning. But right now, we've got Boys Basketball Head Coach Chuck Mitchell with us, and we're going to talk hoops when we come back on the Sideline Report here at 1580 103.3 WPKY.
This is Colin Pope, Financial Advisor with InvestFB. I'm excited to have Travis Perry with me here. What we do at InvestFB is not a lot different than coaching basketball. Any chance you could call me Coach Pope?
That might be a little awkward. Maybe we could try Mr. Pope?
Mr. is too formal. At InvestFB, we strive to know our customers on a more personal level.
Now that sounds familiar. Working together to build a winning team.
This is a paid testimonial. The provider has received or will receive compensation paid by the Farmers Bank and Trust Company. The individual providing this testimonial is a current client of InvestFB Wealth Management and does not have additional conflicts of interest. The testimonial may not be representative of the experience of other customers, and the testimonial is no guarantee of future performance or success.
If you're involved in an auto accident, it's your choice where your vehicle is repaired. Some insurance companies refer you to ProShops because they give the insurance company discounts. But with those discounts, the insurance company has input on the parts used and might not always use what is best. At Trice-Hughes Body Shop, they're not partnered with an insurance company, but they give the same lifetime limited warranty to the person who owns the vehicle at the time of repairs. Visit Trice-Hughes in Princeton for your vehicle repairs.
Learn about your heart health with a simple scan. The Cardiology Clinic at Caldwell Medical Center features a highly trained team of heart health specialists and years of experience in cardiac health and wellness. Our specialists provide a wide range of cardiac-specific services, offering coronary artery calcium testing, stress test, echocardiograms, sleep studies, and more, all right here close to home. To schedule an appointment, visit CaldwellMedical.com.
Nominate your favorite business now at bestofwesternkentucky.com as we celebrate a decade of winners in the best of Western Kentucky.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Again, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Kaawa County Boys Basketball Head Coach Chuck Mitchell in the studio with us this morning. And Chuck, the West Kentucky Hoops Classic last weekend, I think you guys probably had the game of the event against Shades Valley, Alabama.
Yeah, you know, going into that game, we all got to see them play, and then we knew they were really athletic. They could score from every position, 1 through 5. They had a really good player who actually hit the game-winning shot against us, but they were really talented, and we knew going into the game how he was going to have to approach it. He's going to have to slow the game down a little bit. We love to push it, and we still pushed the basketball when we had the shots, but we took the air out of the ball, wanted to keep the score in the 50s if possible, and it was under 50, and I think that gave us the opportunity to be in the game in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, the Jeremy Chatman kid from Shades Valley, the one that hit the game winner, that guy can jump out of the gym.
Yeah, he was hitting shots from everywhere, and fadeaways from the corner, and we was not going to let him drive and get to the rim, but we was going to make him shoot from outside. out there and hit it, and he did. He come through for him, and he's a really a tremendous player. But at the same time, I think some of our players woke up and came to play that day.
Well, the Chatman kid, I'm not sure I've seen many elevate the way he does on his jump shot.
I tell the boys way back in the day when I was guarding a young man called named Jeff Hall, who played at Louisville. He would elevate. You would see almost his kneecaps in your eyes. Yeah. That's how high he could get up. And this kid could get up, and he just really quick release, quick jumper. And if you got out and hugged him too much, he'd get to the rim.
Because I didn't really think we had bad defense on him when he hit the game-winning shot. He just went up above everybody to shoot it.
And, you know, he hit the shot that won the game. And, you know, kudos to him. You know, the coaches had a lot of good things to say about our team after the game. But, you know, he knew he was taking the last shot. He didn't let go of the ball.
49-46 was the final score, but that's a Class 6A team in Alabama. Now, I'm not sure how good they are in the Birmingham area, but up here they look pretty good.
They look pretty daggone good, you know. They done a lot of things well, and they were big, you know. They were really big, and I thought our bigs rebounded. I thought Luke Barker and Jadarius Wilson really hit the glass hard. Well, all of them did, but they really blocked out well, and that kept us in the game as well.
Yeah, Jadarius, I think, had 22 points in that one, and that's a pretty big game because Jay's what, 6'7"?
Yes, sir.
And he was being guarded by a guy that was at least that tall.
At least that tall. And, you know, he's so skilled. You know, Jay can hit that little fadeaway in the paint or in the short corner. I don't know how he makes it go in, but he has a way of getting it in. He hit a three. You know, so he's all over the court. And, you know, he went coast to coast on one. Dunked it on the other end, just kind of fired up the crowd, fired up the team. Even when Shades Valley made a run, we did not get mentally down. It was one of the biggest things I saw out of our team, and I was really proud of.
Jay, I believe, was 9 out of 10 from the field, so that's a pretty good night.
Not a bad night for a kid that, you know, we wonder when he shows up, he's hard to beat. He's one of the better players in the region, definitely in the top 2 or 3. When he shows up like that, we're hard to beat because he makes everybody around us better.
Well, and that's one of the issues, I think, with the offense is how hard do we try to get it into Jay, and when do we shoot a three? And when we figure those things out, you know, we're going to be pretty tough.
Yeah, and, you know, we knew going in that people really are not familiar with Jadarius. No, he can doesn't know he can shoot. He's one of our better outside shooters. You know, he can take the ball off the bounce and score, or back you down and score. So there's a lot of different things he can do with the basketball, and he's a good passer out of that post, out of that low post.
Who else did you see in the Hoops Classic that kind of impressed you?
Oh, my goodness, the team from Arkansas.
Yeah.
Wow. They were just I got to talk to the coach's dad from Arkansas there, and he was really high on – really bragging on our team a lot because he just saw us play. But he was talking – he gave me a lot of information about their young man who's had made several visits. And he could just take over a game, you know. You could just tell the level of play that he had. So,
yeah, J.J. Andrews was up to the billing, and that's a kid that's 6'7", but he looks like he's built like a linebacker.
Well, I guess his dad was a professional football player.
Yeah.
You know, he looked, when I seen him in the stands, I thought this guy has had to play football in the NFL, and sure enough, him and his brother both did, I guess, for the Eagles.
Yeah. I think in two games he had 60 points.
Yeah,
so.
he's not a bad player, and he's had several visits, you know. I won't let the cat out of the bag. The coach's dad told me who he was probably leaning toward because they were first. I'll let them handle that. But he is a tremendous young man, too. I got to talk to him for a few minutes. JJ is really he's one of those guys, get three people on him, makes everybody else better.
Now, he's got an offer from John Calipari at the University of Arkansas, and Calipari's got that chicken money now he can throw around. So
I think with all that NIL money right there, he'll probably put out a good offer.
Yeah. Now, probably the biggest upset I thought of the Hoops Classic was Bowling Green coming back to beat East Coweta in the last game, the first day.
Yes, that was a lot of us had already marked them off, you know. Yeah. And then they, you know, I don't remember the kid name. He missed. He was 0 for 6 or 7 in the first half from behind the arc. But he got hot in the second half and helped pull them back. And I thought that was a tremendous comeback and a big win for them.
Yeah, because East Coweta was up 12, I think, late in the third quarter, looked pretty impressive.
They came back, and, you know, one of their players, Bowling Green's players, got hurt the first night and early in the game, and I thought he provided a little bit of height. I told some of the other coaches they're one big man away from just running away from everything this year.
Of course, Bowling Green, coached by D.G. Sherrill, Caldwell County grad, class of 87. Good to see him back at the Cab. But, you know, when you looked at the schedule, I'm not sure we did him a whole lot of favors with the teams he had to play.
Yeah, I got to meet him and talk with him for a little while, and he said he wanted to thank me, appreciate everything we did for him getting those two teams.
Because he had to play East Coweta the first night, and like I said, they came back and kind of stole that one, but then they got Little Rock Christian Academy that second night, and that was just a little bit too much for them to handle.
Just a little bit. They were too big. I love the way Bowling Green plays. They play super hard. Got some kids that are very athletic, and like I say, they're just a big man away from really doing some damage in the state tournament this year.
Bowling Green ranked number 10 in the state this week. Of course, I don't think there's any second region team right now ranked in the top 25. Lyon County had been there. Lyon, though, has lost three straight in a tournament. So you get some of these holiday classics, though, and, you know, a loss isn't a bad thing if you learn from it. Like that Shades Valley game, that's a game that, I mean, you know, no moral victories. We would like to win the game, but you can learn from those games.
Yeah, it boosted our confidence a lot. You know, while we wanted to win the game, I thought when we went in at halftime, we was down 4 or something like that, 6 maybe. And I think when we come back out and we hit a couple shots, I think that when we got in the locker room, the kids were just excited about what they know they can do now. Mm-hmm. Not that they lost the game per se. They wanted to win, but they just didn't realize the potential. And I've been trying to tell them that from day one. When you play like this, you can compete with anybody in this region and be a competitor in the Class A tournament, in the district tournament, and hopefully in the regional tournament.
Well, and the great thing about the Hoops Classic is we get to see some teams like that we normally would not really have an opportunity to play.
Yeah, Tory gets those teams in here, and I'll tell you what, I've not been feeling real well, and I had to spend a few minutes in my office a little bit and rest, but I've seen probably 98% of the basketball, and girls basketball as well, just great basketball. Coach Thomas's team is really coming on, I'm telling you, they play good basketball, but when you go up there to see that, you don't want to leave.
Yeah.
You know, such good competition, you see different types of teams, different types of coaching, so you learn from all of it.
Well, and speaking of the Lady Tigers, they got a win over Carlisle County. They did lose to the South Panola team, but after watching what South Panola did to Mayfield, that was actually a pretty good showing for Caldwell to only lose that game by 9, and I think it was a 4-point game with about 4 minutes to go.
It was very close late in the game, and you know, I thought, well, you know, that's a very athletic team, but when they turn around the next day and do what they did to Mayfield, I was just blown away because they were really, really good. And like I said, Melissa's done a great job with the girls, and they're going to be ready for the Class A.
But I think the South Panola team, didn't they win their state class last year?
They did. And, you know, the classes in these different states are so different. Some of them have shot clocks, some don't. Yeah. You know, we even told them before they come, you know, the shot clock's not going to be a problem here.
Yeah.
You know, nobody waits that long to shoot.
Well, eventually we're all going to see the shot clock.
Yeah, it's eventually coming. It's coming in the next few years, I think.
But, yeah, South Panola, the girls' team there, beat Mayfield 60-16, and I think Mayfield had 5 points at halftime.
Yeah, I was stunned. I could not believe it. I mean, it's like the coach gave them a wake-up call overnight. But at the same time, I thought our girls battled them because they had a big girl that could flat score in there, and our girls, Briley and Morgan, those girls really battled them really hard.
And Mayfield came in either 8-1 or 9-1. So it's not like they were a bad team, but South Panola kind of put the hammer down that second day.
Yeah, I thought Coach Lang, he probably, you know, said this is a wake-up call for our kids. And like you said, these holiday tournaments are really good. I mean, I tell our boys, you know, we want to play good teams, get better, and see where we stand. And at the same time, learn from them.
Yeah. Well, and it was a good chance for Jay Darius to kind of get seen a little bit by some people. And, you know, there were a lot of good players. Heritage Christian brought Jason Leak over, and he doesn't have a lot of help with the Warriors this season, but that guy can play too.
Let me tell you, Leak is he's a tremendous player. He sees the floor well, great scorer. He can score from inside out, great three-point shooter. He tries to bring his teammates into the game. Just a super young man, and he's worked out in the weight room, you can tell. So he's, like you say, a little more help and be dangerous.
Yeah. We're talking this morning with Caldwell County boys basketball head coach Chuck Mitchell. We need to get to a break here on the Sideline Report, but we'll come back and have more right after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Now's the time to plan your future. Contact Woodman Life Craig Smiley, 1009 West Main Street, Princeton, 270-365-6111.
Your WPKY Weather Edge Weather Center forecast for today. Increasing clouds, high of around 45. Heading into the overnight, mostly cloudy, low back down to around 31. For Friday, mostly cloudy, gradually becoming sunny, high near 38. Those northwest winds could gust up to 20 miles per hour tomorrow. Saturday, mostly sunny, high near 35. And Sunday through Monday, we're watching that chance for the wintry precipitation, wintry mix here in our region. And that could cause some travel impacts as we get ready to start the school week next week. But again, today, increasing clouds at high of 45.
Hi, this is Jim Lancaster with H&R AgriPower. Keep your machines running strong and exclusive savings on genuine Case IH planter parts and service, maintenance solutions, slick reman parts, and more. Get a 5% statement credit when you spend $1,000 or more on genuine Case IH lubricants using your Productivity Plus account. And take 15% off OEM and Fleet Guard filters that keep you in the field longer. Visit H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville today to save on genuine Case IH parts and service.
You look amazing. What's your secret?
Oh, girl, I've been taking the shot, the semi-glutide weight loss shot.
Isn't that super expensive and hard to get?
No, girl. I get mine at Princeton Drugstore. My starting dose was less than $50 a week, and I lost 20 pounds my first month. And if you don't have a prescription, you can talk to their telehealth physician.
Wow, that sounds great. I totally need to give them a call.
Princeton Drugstore. Your journey to feeling and looking fabulous starts here. Contact them today.
You only turn 130 once. And Fredonia Valley Bank is pulling out all the stops. This remarkable journey is a testament to the community and the cherished customers, so they are shouting out a huge thank you. And what better way to show gratitude than with monthly giveaways? Stay in the loop for your chance to grab some amazing prizes. Stay tuned with us. Follow Fredonia Valley Bank on Facebook and Instagram, or pop into either location for a visit. Here's to winning and celebrating together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to the Sideline Report here at 1580 103.3 WPKY. Want to remind you again, the Richie Rumble coming up this morning out at the Community Activities Building. Girls wrestling action all day at the cab. 36 teams expected to compete, and wrestling action beginning just a little bit after 9 o'clock, we anticipate. And we'll actually chat with Lady Tiger wrestling coach Clay Overby a little bit later on this morning, so stay tuned for that. Right now, we're talking hoops with Caldwell County boys basketball head coach Chuck Mitchell. And, Chuck, if the weather cooperates, we've got a busy schedule coming up.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Like we was talking earlier, of course, it's not supposed to really come in, the weather, that is, until Sunday. But, you know, Friday night's Dawson Springs, big district game. And Saturday morning, I got two freshman games up here at the cab. And then Saturday night, we play Muhlenberg, JV varsity at the cab. And then it gets the Class A starts on for the boys on Tuesday, and we're going to Fort Campbell. So a lot going on in this weather. We're all trying to keep an eye on it and getting each other's cell numbers so we know what's going on.
Yeah. Starting Friday, Dawson Springs is here, and it's a girls and boys doubleheader. But looking at the boys' 7th district, what's going on this season? Because every team is – when they play their best, they're pretty tough. But if they don't play their best, you can get them. So
anybody's game now. I mean, I've got to see. I've not seen Madisonville yet, but you know they're always pretty good. And I've got to see Dawson and Hopkins Central up close and personal, real with Hopkins Central. And if you show up to play, it can be your game. But everybody's, I think, on equal playing field, and you just got to show up to play.
You mentioned the All-A Classic. That gets underway for the boys on Tuesday. You guys start at Fort Campbell. Should be favored in that one, but I think Fort Campbell's probably better than they maybe have been for a few years.
Yes, they're very, very athletic, very quick. They get up and down the court very efficiently, so you got to transition D's, got to be there. You've got to come and bring your A game now, because there's no gimmies. You know, look at your schedules, and people come out, and you got a target on your back if you're a Caldwell, seems like, all the time. So we've got to our boys, we've got to go out, and we've got to play our A game.
Well, and looking ahead in the All-A class, if we can a little bit, the semifinals would be Friday at Dawson Springs. And you've got the potential for a Lion-UHA matchup in the first semifinal and a Caldwell-Dawson matchup in the late one.
Yeah, I mean, like I was talking earlier, I think it's the Class A schools in this region are tough, and everybody is really, really good. So, and I've always seen, like we was talking about Lion dropping three this past weekend in Lexington. Listen, I'm telling you, they're playing quality teams. I think one went to overtime or double overtime. They're a quality team. You better not shut your eyes on them, because they are a very talented basketball team.
Now, if we get that doubleheader Friday night, where are they going to put the people at Dawson Springs?
Well, I don't know if they're going to put TVs up out in the parking lots. It might be pretty cold for that, but it's going to be packed house.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough ticket to get, and you never know how it's going to play out, but right now those look like the top four teams, and if we do get to that point, you guys are going to be playing Dawson on their home floor, which makes them even more dangerous.
Yes, sir. I mean, you know, they got two of the best scorers in the region, Johnston and Blue, so, you know, and we all know each other. We all, you know, familiar with each other. They know what we do. We know what they do. So Coach Blue will definitely have his group ready, and his fans, their fans will be there wild. I want our – if we're lucky enough to get there to play them, I hope that our Caldwell people, and they always do, show up loud and proud.
Well, and it's going to be a situation, if you play Dawson, you're just going to have played them 7 days earlier here, so the teams are really going to be familiar with one another.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be any secret. They know what our strengths are and weaknesses, and as we do them, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And I talked to Coach Blue a lot during the early fall and the summer, so we're ready to go. I know they're ready to go.
The All-A Classic State Tournament this year is in Owensboro, so you know, it would be a good year to win it, and a relatively short trip to go to state.
Yeah, and, you know, I tried to really have our guys understand what the Class A and All-A mean to our schools. You know, it's for us. It's for us to have that privilege of maybe winning a regional title. Mm-hmm. And going to a regional or state tournament, and just showing off your skill sets and being proud of your school, it means a lot. And sometimes it's hard to get across to them, but I think they're finally getting what it means in these big games with all these Class A schools in our region, what it would mean to win the region.
Yeah, the atmosphere, though, will be off the chart when we get to the semifinals, if everybody gets there the way we think.
You know, they may have to just empty the gym and bring them back. I don't know what they're going to do.
So we've had them over there before. It's been packed. There's been people ringing the top of the Panther gym over there. So we'll see how it goes. It'll be a fun night, if nothing else, if we get to that point.
Yes,
so,
sir.
And hopefully the weather won't mess us up so that we can get there and have some good things. But you start looking at the top players in the second region this year. Certainly, J. Darius Wilson has to be right there with some of the other guys.
Yeah, you know, J. Darius Wilson is a tremendous, and I get to see him every day in practice, and we actually got practice here at 9 o'clock this morning, but I see him in practice every day, and when he plays his A game, I don't think there's anybody better in this region. I think when he went coast to coast the other night against Shades Valley and dunked on two or three of those guys, I think that really, the crowd went crazy. I think it brought everybody up, the team up, And he, I don't think he really knows how good he could be.
Well, when you start looking at top players in the second region, I think Canyon Johnson over at Madisonville North Hopkins is going to get some looks. I don't get to see Henderson County that much. They probably have somebody that will be on there, but you know, the last few years, we knew Travis Perry was probably going to win all the awards for top player, and rightfully so. I mean, he was Mr. Basketball.
Right.
This year, though, it's a little more open, it looks like.
Yeah, and, you know, you got the two kids at Dawson, really good players, you know. The kid over at Lyon, you know, it's open. It's wide open. It's just like the district itself. Yeah. It's wide open. Whoever shows up to play, we'll get it.
Yeah. The Butcher kid at Hopkins County Central is off to a good start.
I got to see him up close and personal. He's definitely a good player, and you got to make sure you know where he's at all times on the floor.
Looking ahead on the schedule, we've talked about Dawson Springs Friday, Muhlenberg County here Saturday night, and then the All-A Classic next week, we hope. Maybe the weather, you know, goes farther north. I don't want to wish anything bad on anybody, but I'm okay if the freezing rain stays away. But looking ahead later this month, you've got a couple of key events coming up. First of all, a trip to Rowan County on the 18th.
Yeah, and that's the night after we play HC. So we actually are getting a charter and heading down Saturday morning to play Rowan County. Coach Thacker and he and I are really good friends. I got to work with him as his assistant for 3 or 4 years, and just a tremendous guy, and always has a quality program. And we were on the phone last night for about an hour talking, and they're 4-4, but they're one of these teams that you got to play against when you go there, especially. So, and he's a really good coach. He knows me. I know him. So the boys are excited about the charter ride, getting to get something good to eat in Lexington, and kind of a bonding trip. Some of the folks in town that helped us out, it's just unbelievable. Farmers Bank, Elks Club. We've got so many people. Try Shoes, Coach Hooks. You know, we've got Mr. Morgan at the funeral. All these people pitched in for these boys to have a good time, and we're excited about it.
How did that trip kind of come about? How did you guys get each other on the schedule?
Well, at first we started talking. I wanted to get him down to the West Kentucky Hoops Classic and spend some time with him and hang out, and it just couldn't work out. They had to get rid of a couple tournaments they were holding at home. He said, well, you can come down here. And we talked about coming down and what we could do. And it just kind of mushroomed from there. They got the 2A, you know, that could be an issue for us, but as far as them advancing. But, you know, you can't never count Thacker out, you know, no matter who is playing. Yeah. They got Boyd County. You got Fleming County. Yeah. Who's coached by Buddy Biggs, who's really, really good. So I think we want to go down, and Landon knows Coach Thacker really well and all the people there. He was just a pup when he was there, shooting about 4 or 5 years old.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a homecoming of sorts.
Yeah, that'll be a good trip for you guys. And you mentioned the 2A and the Class A and those kind of things. We mentioned it during a commercial break, I think, that I kind of wish the KHSAA would exempt those events so that you could just count them as one game or two games or whatever on the schedule. Because if a team makes a big run, it butchers not just their schedule, because they have to start dropping games to not go over the limit, but it hurts people who might not even be in that tournament because they lose games because they had to be dropped.
Exactly. I mean, the best case scenario is, you know, don't maybe count it as one game throughout.
Yeah.
Because, like you say, you get on a run, you're playing 3 or 4 games. You're not counting that in your 30. You may have to cancel.
Right.
If you've already scheduled 30, now you're looking at maybe canceling 3 games, maybe 4.
And that happens in every sport where somebody makes a run, they have to – sometimes kill 3 or 4 games later in the season to get back under the limit.
Exactly.
So, well, the trip to Rowan County is the 18th, and then on January 31st, we get to go to Butler.
Oh, yeah.
The Butler Gym, not Butler County.
Butler Gym, yeah. You know, and I'd like to play at least one game a year in Butler. I'm a big fan of the older gyms. Yeah. The Butler is we're getting ready to practice at the Butler. It's just a fantastic atmosphere. We're actually playing Trigg County.
Yeah.
So, you know, Coach Felix, I'm sure, played a few games in there. So
yeah, I had some big games.
It has
there.
A lot of different things going on for it. So we're excited about it.
Yeah, I was going to say that brings an even added dimension to the matchup now that Michael Frelix is over at Trigg County.
Yes, sir. I mean, you know, big time scorer here at Caldwell County, and played. I'm sure he played some games there in the Butler gym. So maybe it'll bring back some good memories for him as well.
Now, what are you guys working on to get ready for these big games coming up?
Well, a little bit of everything. You know, if I know teams are going to really key in on Jadarius Wilson, they'll probably pack it in some. But the way Colin Whittington was shooting the basketball, Cade Rowland was shooting the basketball, and Pax Akins was shooting. We shoot the basketball like we did this during the West Kentucky Hoops. Teams are going to have to really figure out how to guard us.
Yeah. Going to be interesting to see how that all shakes up. And then the All-A Classic next week. Again, you guys start at Fort Campbell on Tuesday. The semis are Friday over at Dawson. And then the championship game is Saturday over at Dawson. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So big stretch coming up for you guys.
Yeah, it's they're ready to go. The boys yesterday were talking about it. We're trying to, one game at a time. This Dawson game will help us, hopefully, for the Class A. Yeah. We're fortunate enough to beat Fort Campbell, because you just can't count anything out. It's a tournament. So we're excited, and the boys are excited.
Well, glad you could come in this morning and talk to us about it, and good luck to you guys. And like I said, hopefully the weather stays away and we get to play all these games.
And I want to thank my athletic director, Jeff Riley. He keeps us straight up there, and he has a hard time keeping me straight. So, but I appreciate him. He does a lot of work, and we appreciate everything he does.
All right. Thanks, Chuck.
Thank you.
Caldwell County Boys Basketball Head Coach Chuck Mitchell. Again, the Tigers hosting Dawson Springs here Friday night, part of a girls and boys doubleheader with Dawson Springs, and we'll have both games for you Friday night right here on WPKY. Don't forget the Richie Rumble coming up shortly out at the Community Activities Building. We're going to talk with Caldwell County Girls Wrestling Head Coach Clay Overby about that when we come back on the Sideline Report here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Charter Senior Living Community in Hopkinsville offers the best in personalized care and memory care services. Their community provides a unique and comfortable living environment tailored to each individual's needs.
Your WPKY Weather Edge Weather Center forecast for today. Increasing clouds, high of around 45. Heading into the overnight, mostly cloudy, low back down to around 31. For Friday, mostly cloudy, gradually becoming sunny, high near 38. Those northwest winds will gust up to 20 miles per hour tomorrow. Saturday, mostly sunny, high near 35. And Sunday through Monday, we're watching that chance for the wintry precipitation, wintry mix here in our region. And that could cause some travel impacts as we get ready to start the school week next week. But again, today, increasing clouds at high of 45.
Is there anything we can do for you? Johnson's Furniture and Appliances in Marion, Kentucky wants to help. At Johnson's, we get excited when you walk in the door or call for assistance. We look forward to solving your problems and lending a hand. We carry most major appliances, including GE washers, GE dryers, and GE refrigerators. We also carry parts and offer service. Johnson's in Marion, Kentucky wants to be your appliance store and service center. Let Johnson's Furniture and Appliances in Marion lend a hand. Stop in or shop online.
As a bank that's been part of the Caldwell County communities for almost 140 years, we've seen many changes. As we celebrate First Southern's first 40 years as an organization, we know any achievements we have had are because of the customers we worked alongside. We affirm our commitment to the shared values that brought us here. We look forward to spending the next 40 years and beyond serving you. For more information, visit fsmb.net. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Stay safe on the road while keeping your vehicle in top shape while enjoying a smoother, quieter ride. Ensure fuel efficiency by trusting the tire experts at Trice Hughes. Stocking leading brands like Michelin, Goodyear, Firestone, and Bridgestone ensures quality and longevity. Plus, enjoy no-cost tire rotations with every service appointment for the life of your tires. Discover the Trice Hughes difference in Princeton or find them at TriceHughesGM.com. At Trice Hughes, they're more than just tires.
At
Trilogy Performance Sports, they believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training. Their staff members are actively enriching the lives of their members and creating a community of like-minded people. And getting you in shape is their number one goal. They have everything you need: knowledge, experience, and equipment. They find out what's important to you and design a customized plan that fits your needs. Learn more at TrilogyPerformanceSports.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Thanks for tuning in. We're joined now by Clay Overby, the Caldwell County Girls Wrestling Head Coach. And Clay, thanks for coming on the show. And you guys have a big Thursday coming up.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Thursday, I'll see you out here at Caldwell County High School Gym for our very first girls wrestling tournament. And we've dubbed it the Richie Rumble to pay homage to David Richie.
Now, how did this big tournament come about?
Well, you know, in the wrestling world, you know, you don't have a whole lot of fundraisers and things like that. So a lot of times you host tournaments to try to build your funds for your team. You know, David Richie had came in and he's helped me quite a bit and you know, getting these girls up to par. And I put it out to the girls, you know, we're going to host this tournament. What do we want to name it? And we bounced around a few ideas, and somebody had said, well, what about we name it after David? And I said, well, I don't see any problem with that. What would we call it? And we sat there, and we racked our brain all practice long, and finally came out to Richie Rumble.
Yeah, that's going to work out good. And you guys have high hopes to make a big deal out of this tournament, right?
Yes, I looked on the schedule a while ago, and I have approximately 36 teams.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. And this will be an individual type of tournament?
Yes, individual tournament, double elimination.
So you guys are looking at going pretty much all day at the cab?
Oh, yeah, all day long. We'll be running three mats, and I have four officials, so it's going to be a good day of wrestling.
What time does everything kind of get going?
Doors open to the public around 8 a.m., and we'll still be weighing in around that time, and then hopefully we'll start the whistle blow around 9:30.
Okay. We'll tell everybody we're going ahead and taping our interview on Wednesday afternoon because you guys are going to be busy on Thursday morning about the time this would air.
Yes, busy, busy.
So what all has to go, what all goes into getting a tournament ready to go on the morning of the tournament?
Well, you have to set out concession stands. You got to make sure you have a good concession stand and you have a good hospitality room, because that's right there is what keeps teams coming back to you. Setting out some wrestling mats, taping them down, you know, things. There's quite a bit that goes into one wrestling tournament, and it really does. It takes a village. I got some good parents this year, and they're helping me out a lot. My girls, I got a full squad of girls, and they are helping me out tremendously. But everybody's really excited about this and really, 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 really wanting to make it work.
What goes into setting the seedings for a tournament like this?
Well, now with the introduction of track wrestling, you know, it's pretty much seeded by itself. It's a computer database that does it for us. You just got to input, you know, who all you, your team, like, I'll use Sophie Parrish for an example. She's my 100-pounder. She's a freshman this year. Last year, she was an eighth grader, and she won number four in the state. And so every tournament, she's seated pretty high because she keeps a hard level of competition, and, you know, track wrestling notices that. So whenever we go to a tournament, it seeds her automatically.
Okay. Now, you said you had 36 teams now. How do you go about getting that many teams in, and how do you handle that many wrestlers?
Well, a buddy of mine, Anthony Shingler, he's the head coach for Fort Campbell boys and girls, and I hollered at him and I asked him if he would help me get the word out for the Richie Rumble, and he said no problem. So he put out feelers all over the state, and then he even put out feelers over in Tennessee. So I got teams from Illinois, Tennessee, Kentucky, and it's going to be huge. It's going to be a big tournament, and that's kind of what I wanted. That's exactly the way that I was wanting it to paint out. You know, the boys always have these two big giant tournaments that they used to go to, would be Father Ryan, which is an elite tournament in Nashville, and then you have Modern Day, which is in Evansville. And if you could place at those tournaments, you were pretty much going to place at the high school state tournament. Now, and it was that grueling and that hard of a tournament. And it's been my dream, my goal, to make a tournament here at Caldwell County for girls that rivals those tournaments.
Now, were you a little surprised, though, to get the turnout that you did?
Oh, absolutely. I was expecting maybe 20 teams, you know, and that was going to be a good day of wrestling. But now I got 36 on the roster. Not all of them are full teams, you know. I think Hopkinsville has a couple girls. You know, Warren Central, they have about four or five girls. No, so it's not like every team is going to be packed with 12 kids, but still 36 teams, 36 rosters coming in, and it looks, on paper right now, it looks like it's going to be a beast of a tournament.
Now, is this something, obviously, you want to try to do every year and maybe about this time every year?
Absolutely. You know, whenever when we have the Christmas and New Year's break for school, you know, that's whenever you want to try to squeeze as many tournaments in as you can, you know, because you want to be able to put stuff out and let people know that you're willing and that you're trying to better your team. So if I can keep it around this time every year, you can look forward to seeing Richie Rumble in the future as well.
Well, with girls wrestling still relatively new as its own sport in high school, is this a good time to start something like this?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Especially here at home. You know, like I said, it's relatively new, but I got a full squad of girls. I got 13 girls right now, 12 on the varsity roster that are chomping at the bit for this Richie Rumble, you know. And, you know, another thing is you host it at home and you have kids from all the way from first grade all the way up to 12th grade. They see what girls wrestling is and they see what the girls are capable of. And it really turns a lot of people on to the fact that girls wrestling is here. It's not going anywhere. It's sanctioned by the state. And it's time to enlist.
Well, and it's nice just to get a home match every now and then, too.
Oh, absolutely. The 99% of the tournaments that we go to are far away. You know, we've been to Tennessee, we've been to Illinois, Eastern Kentucky, all season long. And to be able to have one right here at home and be able to put on a show for the hometown crowd, these girls are excited.
We're talking with Clay Overby, the Caldwell County Girls Wrestling Head Coach. And Clay, talk a little bit about the season you guys have had so far, because I think the last couple of weeks you've actually gone to Tennessee for matches.
Yeah, past 2 weeks we went to, week before last we went to Rossview, and then this last weekend we went to Thompson Station, Tennessee, which is on the southern part of Nashville. And, you know, like I said, I have a full squad. They're all young. They're still young and they're still learning, but I have a consistent top 10 team every time we step on the mat. You know, I think there was 21 teams or 20-something teams at Thompson Station, and we finished sixth. And then at Rossview, there was 37 teams, and we finished right around the fifth or sixth mark there as well.
Now, what do you guys have coming up after the Richie Rumble?
After the Richie Rumble on Thursday, we have a break, which we still have practice on Friday, and then Saturday we head to Owensboro Apollo for the they have a dual tournament set up there, and we've been invited to that one, and we're looking forward to that. Like I said, it's always better whenever you have a full squad, especially whenever you are competing in dual tournaments, because, you know, if you don't have anybody in that weight class, you automatically have to give the other team 6 points. For a forfeit. But luckily, you know, we have, like I said, I have a full squad, and it's really, they really pull together when it comes to dual tournaments. On the 11th, January the 11th, we head to George Rogers Clark, which is in Winchester, Kentucky, about 3.5 hours from here. That's going to be an overnight trip for us. Then the following weekend, on the 18th, we head to Spencer County, which is just north of Louisville, the 25th, Anna Jonesboro High School. And after that, we kind of take it easy for a couple weeks, because then we have the girls' regional tournament on the 15th of February.
Where is the regional this year for the girls?
That's still waiting to be decided.
Okay.
I want to say that it's going to be over in Region 2, somewhere over in that area, which is probably about Mid Kentucky, and as soon as I hear about that, I'll let you know.
All right. They typically do the girls regional a week before the boys regional.
Yes, girls regional a week before the boys regional, and then they have the state tournament around the same time. This year, it's going to be on the 27th, 28th of February, and March 1st.
Now, for people who might not be familiar with girls wrestling, are there any major differences between what we've seen from the boys and then with the girls?
Not really. Not really, honestly. You know, they have to make weight just like the boys. They have to come off the line just as powerful and just as tough and just as hardcore. You know, they run their sprints just like the boys do. Yes, you know, once that adolescent stage gets over where boys and girls meet, you know, that's the whole reason why Kentucky went ahead and sanctioned girls wrestling, because it has a high demand all across the country, and the girls are wanting to put their foot down and demand to be heard.
Well, and it looks like you have a pretty good feeder program coming up for the high school team in the future.
Oh, yeah. I got a really good Jason Asher. He's got several girls in middle school that he's you know, training up, and I'm looking forward to seeing some of those. And then, you know, with the youth program, my first daughter, Weston, she's going to be in seventh grade next year. So I'll have my daughter next year. And then my other daughter, Riley, she's still in the youth program. So you got Claudia and Una Ferguson and Jade McIntosh and all these other girls coming up. And give me about 4 years, and Caldwell County girls wrestling is going to be a force to be reckoned with.
Now, what are kind of your thoughts on this year about how you guys will do in the regional and moving forward and doing the state tournament?
You know, the regional tournament last year, I had three girls placed in the region. One of them was Sophie Parrish. She finished first in the region, so she was a regional champ. Virginia Stewart, she finished second in the region, so she was regional runner-up. And then my only senior last year was TJ Goodwin, and she finished third in the region, and we sent all three of them up there to the state tournament to wrestle. Like I said, they all did well. They all did good. And then Sophie came out, went in fourth place, and that really set us up for greater things down the road.
Now, do you feel like the addition of girls wrestling might kind of open the door for some schools or more schools to start wrestling programs? Because in the past, it was kind of a Title IX thing. You didn't really have a way to balance out all those boys wrestlers. But now that you have girls wrestlers, do you think more schools are going to get interested?
Oh, absolutely. There's teams all over Kentucky right now that are making girls wrestling a sport just so they have that Title IX experience and also be able to compete with other schools that surround them. You know, Louisville has, you know, umpteen high schools around there, and all of them now have girls wrestling. With everything going on as far as Title IX, making sure the boys and the girls are even across the board, it really helped us a lot.
All right. Once again, tell everybody what's coming up today with the Richie Rumble, what time to get there, and how many competitors do you think you'll end up with overall?
Honestly, I'm not sure. I haven't been able to look at all the rosters. I was just looking at the teams. But 36 teams in the Caldwell County High School gym for the inaugural Richie Rumble.
All right, Clay, appreciate you spending some time with us this morning, and good luck to you guys.
Thank you very much.
That is Caldwell County Girls Wrestling Head Coach Clay Overby. Again, the Richie Rumble is today at the Community Activities Building. Stay with us. More on the Sideline Report right after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Hey, sports fans. You wouldn't want your favorite sports team to play only offense or defense. When it comes to insurance, why settle for someone that can handle only your auto policy? At Goodwin Insurance, they take care of all your insurance needs. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
While the holiday season is over, the expenses from overspending the past few weeks may have you worried about your finances. Don't worry, you aren't alone. 7 out of 10 people are dealing with exactly the same thing as you right now. Don't let overspending from the holidays haunt you like the ghost from Christmas past. Get the help you need today from ABC Finance. They offer loans from $500 to $15,000 with fast decisions and easy payments you can afford.
This is Todd Morris at the Hopkinsville ABC Finance location.
And this is Courtney Morris at ABC Finance in Princeton.
Whatever location is closest to you, we're here to help make your loan process quick, easy, and stress-free.
We can even consolidate all your loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed, walk-ins are welcome, and we can take your application in person, over the phone, or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
Be sure to like and follow ABC Finance on Facebook for daily money tips and community info.
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks for joining us today. I appreciate Caldwell County Boys Basketball Head Coach Chuck Mitchell for coming in and talking hoops with us this morning on the show. And thanks to Caldwell County Girls Wrestling Head Coach Clay Overby for speaking with us about the Richie Rumble. That's coming up today at the Community Activities Building. Girls Wrestling action all day. Again, about 36 teams expected to compete here for that. And that's today at the Cab. Next up for basketball is Friday night. The Tigers and Lady Tigers hosting Dawson Springs for 7th District action at the Cab. We'll have that for you here on WPKY Friday night. And then on Saturday, the boys are at home again hosting Muhlenberg County. And then the 2nd Region All-A Classic for both teams begins next week. The Lady Tigers will go to Fort Campbell on Monday. The Tigers will go to Fort Campbell on Tuesday in first-round action in the 2nd Region All-A Classic. That's going to wrap us up this morning for this edition of the Sideline Report. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and YourSportsEdge.com. Again, thanks a lot for being with us here on 1580, 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.